Two Palm Beach prosecutors are calling on Congress to outlaw the kickback some patient brokers receive for connecting people with drug treatment. They believe those incentives encourage relapse rather than recovery. I'm Nick Evans. State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg calls it the Florida Shuffle. Brokers send patients to Florida from other states. Treatment centers milk their inpatient benefits and then refer them to a sober home, where the patient relapses and the cycle begins again. Ehrenberg's chief deputy, Assistant State Attorney Alan Johnson, says applying existing anti-kickback legislation to private insurance could disrupt the pattern.
We ask that this committee explore an amendment to the AKS, the anti-kickback statute, that would bring this law enforcement tool to bear on the rampant exploitation occurring in the private pay sector.
Right now, those provisions only apply to public insurance programs, like Medicare and Medicaid. Ehrenberg and Johnson also want drug treatment reimbursements based on patient outcomes and state oversight for sober homes. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.